Bounce of power. This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors are Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat, and Arnold Grimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. In the 3 million years we've been away, it is my fond hope that mankind has abolished war, cured all disease, and got rid of those little Western saloon doors who get in trendy clothes shops. Bridge. Rimmer is standing, Lister sitting with his feet up on the console. He's checking things off on the clipboard as Rimmer lists them.
140,000 refrigeratable chickens. Check. 72 tons of reconstituted sausage pet. Check. 4,691 red Evan haggis.
Oh, Rimmer, it's Saturday night. I've had enough.
4,691 red Evan haggis.
Rimmer, it's Saturday night. I want a turkey on tongue.
4,691 red Evan haggis.
We've been doing this for 4 hours. Let's have a break.
4,691 red Evan haggis.
Rimmer, will you stop saying 4,981 red Evan haggis and speak to me?
4,691 red Evan haggis.
Rimmer, I want to go for a drink.
4,691 red Evan haggis.
I want to have some fun.
This is fun. Are you mad?
You read something out. I say check. Where's the fun?
All right. We'll put you in command for a few seconds, Captain.
He salutes.
What's the plan, sir? Come on, lickety-split.
Go back to Earth.
And in the meantime?
I don't know. Generally slop around, have a few laughs.
Excellent plan, Lister. Excellent plan. Brilliant plan. There was me thinking you hadn't thought about it when clearly you have. Right, I'll just stand over here and laugh sloppily, shall I?
Rimmer, I'm going for a drink. Give me cigarettes.
I only owe you 4¾.
You owe me 5.
It's 1 cigarette for each day you obey me.
Well, there you go. 5 days, 5 cigarettes.
Ah, but I'm penalizing you 1/4 of a cigarette for saying check in a variety of silly voices while doing the homogenized puddings.
Well, I'm taking 5.
You take 5, Lister. I'll eject the rest of the ship's talk into space.
Ha 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 ha. So there's somewhere near an airlock.
Ha 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 ha. You'll never find them, Lister. I was always a master at hide and seek as a child. It's not a gift you lose.
Lister tears off 1/4 of a cigarette.
Okay, Quark Brain.
Even it out. Take out the flaky bits.
Oh, I really hate you, Rimmer.
He walks out.
Have a lovely time, Lister. Give my regards to the air.
Lister is riding his 3-wheeler down the corridor. He stops outside their cabin and enters.
Lights.
The lights come on.
Holly, why Rimmer's hologram? Why did you have to bring Rimmer's hologram back? He was the most unpopular man on board the ship. I mean, he even had to organize his own surprise birthday parties.
And who should I have brought back, then?
Anyone. Chen. Peterson. I mean, Hermann Gring would have been more of a laugh than Rimmer. I mean, okay, he was a drug-crazed transvestite, but at least we could have gone dancing.
I brought Rimmer back because he's the best person to keep you sane.
Oh, crap.
A panel on the wall swings around to reveal a toilet.
Not you.
I do apologize, I wasn't paying attention. See you later.
What about Christine Kaczynski? You could have brought Christine back.
In your entire life, your shared conversations with her totaled 173 words.
So?
In terms of wordage, you actually have a better relationship with your rubber plant.
I know, but Rimmer...
He's the person you knew best. Over 14 million words in all.
Holly, 7 million of those were me telling him to smack off, and the other 7 million were him putting me on report for telling him to smack off.
Jean-Paul Sartre said hell was being locked forever in a room with your friends.
Holly, all his mates were French.
Leaves the room. External shot of the ship, then cut to the mess. Lister is sitting alone, sipping a drink. The scene fades to the past, a party. Lister and three of his friends are sitting at the table drinking, while others dance around them. A sign on the wall says Nostalgia Night 1990s.
I've been to Titan, I've been to Juno, I can name 8 things that go in jars that you know. Pickles.
Jam. Spaghetti.
Brains.
What? In jars?
My uncle's brains in a jar. It's really sad.
Why is it sad?
He's not dead yet.
Right, everybody's punished. Finish your drinks.
They all scull their drinks and are still horsing around when Rimmer approaches through the crowd.
Excuse me, please. Could you move, please? Excuse me. Some of us have more important things to do than wiggle our posteriors. Could you move, please? Thank you. Could you move? Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
He runs into Kaczynski, who drops her purse. Rimmer picks it up and throws it away.
If you want to dance, do it over there.
Calls in the direction he threw it.
Sorry.
Continues towards Lister's table.
That woman's out of your league. She's just too classy for you.
Who is?
Kaczynski.
I've got no big thing about Kaczynski.
Stick to your usual type. Women with little whiskey beards who wear 3 overcoats and carry little bags full of string. Christine Kaczynski?
Shut up.
What, Officer Christine Kaczynski?
Selby, have you ever eaten a coconut hole?
Ah, you've got no chance with her. You're just too ugly.
Listen, Patron Head, I've got no big thing about Christine Kaczynski.
I have. So have I.
Rimmer walks up to them and salutes. So do they, more or less.
Ha ha ha! Lister, where's my revision timetable?
Shit, it's Saturday night.
Come on, no one works Saturday night.
You don't work any night. You don't work any day.
Sky hard, play hard. That's our motto.
Look, I've got my engineering reset on Monday. I don't know anything. Where's my revision timetable?
Wait, is this the thing in all different colors, with all the subjects divided into study periods and rest periods and self-testing time?
It took me 7 weeks to make it. I've got to cram my whole revision into one night.
Hang on, is this the thing with the note on it in red which said, vital, valuable, urgent, do not touch on pain of death?
Yes.
I threw it away.
Lister and his friends crack up.
Ha 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 ha, tee hee. Where is it?
No, I didn't. I pinned it up on the wall.
What? Why?
To dry it out.
What do you mean, dry it out?
Well, I spilled a cold vintle on it. Don't worry, it's a little bit red, but you can read most of it, especially if you scrape the lumps off.
You spoiled my... No, I haven't got time. I'm taking learning drugs and all I'm memorizing is this conversation.
They're illegal.
Rimmer goes into a sort of trance, brought on by learning drugs.
Where's my revision timetable, Lister? It's Saturday night. No one works Saturday night. You don't work any night. You don't work any day. Sky hard, play hard. That's our motto, Lister. Where did you put my revision timetable? It's Saturday night. No one works Saturday night. You don't work.
Wanders off into the crowd in a daze, muttering to himself.
I've been to Titan. I've been to Polanski. I can name 90 men who've slept with Kaczynski. Me.
Me.
Me. The London Jets Juniors.
The service droids.
My mother.
Okay, leave it alone, leave it.
His daydream fades, and he's left back in the present, alone in a mess.
Alone.
He tries to light up, but burns his fingers. Rimmer is walking down the corridor, and runs into the cat, who is pushing a cart loaded with silver boxes.
Oh. Ooh, Dade. How am I looking?
Pulls out a little mirror.
I'm looking nice. My hair is nice, my face is nice, my suit is nice. I'm looking really nice. Oh. Jump back, hey.
And so on.
I wonder how I'm looking now.
Pulls out the mirror and checks again.
Still looking nice. My hair's still nice, my face is still nice, my suits. I'm just nice, period. Oh. Jump back, get down.
Good evening, you stupid, stinking, festering gimboid of a cat.
Begins to leave, then realizes what the cat has on the trolley.
You're going to put these cigarettes back, aren't you?
Are you crazy? This is my all-time best lucky find I ever found in the whole of today.
No. You are going to put these cigarettes back, quickly, before he comes.
These are mine.
They're not yours. Put them back.
See this hand? It is mine. See these things? They are mine.
I'll give you a fish.
One fish? Ha!
Two fish.
For all these shiny things?
I'll show you how to get all the fish you'll ever need.
5 fish? 5 fish? I'll be rich.
You certainly will. Yes, come on.
Alright.
Begins to wheel the trolley back the way he came, then suddenly stops, struck with suspicion.
5 fish?
Six fish.
Ah, wow.
His mind's made up. He goes the way Rimmer wants. Lister and Rimmer's captain. Lister is strumming on his guitar and singing something best left undescribed. Rimmer enters.
Lister, what on Titan is this din? Lister.
Lister stops singing and playing the background tune, if that's the right word for it, continues from the CD deck.
What on Titan is this din?
It's Restapilska.
Is this it? It's got a health warning on it, you know. It's bad for you.
It's a classic.
Danger. Government health warning. This music can make you irritable and irrational and has been linked to disorders of the nervous system and bowels.
Rimmer, no one takes any notice of that stuff.
Lister, if you want to dice with death, fine, but don't poison my sound waves.
Off.
The music stops.
Why don't you listen to something really classical, like Mozart, Mendelssohn, or Motorhead?
Lister climbs into his bunk.
I think I've gone Videopland. Is that painting yours?
It's rubbish. It's a mirror.
I need some sleep.
Lies down in his bunk.
Rimmer, do you remember Christine Kaczynski?
Navigation officer. Yes, I remember her. Snooty cow. She used to look down on me. She used to call me Rimmer.
Everybody called you Rimmer.
Well, it's the way she said it, though. Rimmer. Rimmer, to rhyme with scum. God, she had a chip on her shoulder, Lister.
Oh yeah. Well, I want to go on a date with her.
Tough. She's dead.
For just one night.
Nope.
I want to turn you off.
Nope.
For just 4 hours.
Nope.
And spend an evening with her hologram.
Nope.
Look, I know you're worried I won't turn you back on.
Nope.
But I promise, I swear, if you tell me where you've hidden the hologram discs.
Nope.
Oh, you're not even prepared to discuss it.
We are discussing it, Lister. What's this, if it's not a discussion? A diesel locomotive?
Rimmer, I promise, I swear I'll turn you back on.
Is that it, Lister? Is that the entire proposal?
Yes.
Well, Lister.
No, think about it seriously, don't just dismiss it.
All right, I'll think about it.
You're just going to say no.
Don't interrupt. I'm thinking about it.
But you're just going to say no.
Not necessarily. I'm mulling it over. No.
Look, what is it, man? Don't you trust me?
Rimmer mimes holding up an imaginary card.
Black card, Lister. I'm holding up a black card. Conversation over.
I've always been crazy about her. I never did anything about it.
Oh, Lister, you've forgotten the color code. White. The white card is to continue the discussion, but this is a black card situation. Discussion over.
Listen.
Da da da. Black card. Black card. Black card. Da da da. Black card.
I was talking about something else.
White card. Go on.
Right, for a start, I want to stop all this black card and white card smack. It's driving me crazy.
Black card.
Oh, for 4 hours. I want to spend an evening with her hologram. What's so wrong with that?
You don't know when to stop, do you, Lister? I'm your superior.
Technician was the lowest rank on the ship. The man who changed the pod roles was higher than us.
Rimmer loses his temper and stands up to look Lister in the face.
Yes, well he's not here now, Lister, and we are, and there's still a pecking order, and I'm pecking you, baby.
Also climbing out of his bunk.
Okay, Rimmer. Okay.
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 Is that a threat, Lister?
Yeah.
Actually, okay, Lister, is not a threat, technically speaking.
It is when you mean it to mean what I mean it to mean, and I mean it to mean, okay, Rimmer, okay.
No, Lister, okay is never a threat, no matter how many A's you put on the end.
I'm going to pass the exams and become an officer.
Oh, come on, wise up, Lister.
You'll have to salute me, Rimmer. You'll have to call me sir. You'll have to give me Kaczynski, and me cigarettes.
And on that day, Lister, Satan will be skating to work.
There, Captain, presumably the next day, Rimmer wakes up.
Lister, rise and shine, El Slapo.
Leaps out of his bunk and starts doing exercises.
Come on, I've been awake for hours, Lister. Up, up, up. Come on. Exercise, Lister. Exercise, sonny boy.
Finally notices that Lister's bunk is empty. Looks at the clock.
1:45. I didn't set my motivator. I was supposed to be up at 7. Why didn't he wake me? He knows I'm a heavy sleeper. Have I got to remind him to do everything for me? He's so irresponsible. Polly, give me a cold shower, will you, please?
Certainly, Arnold. There is the sound of a shower running, and Rimmer begins to shiver.
Not that cold.
Hogger. Hogger. Ah.
Leaps to one side, out of the virtual shower.
Not that hot. Just forget it. Can you give me a clean uniform? Perhaps you can manage that.
His underwear is replaced by a uniform.
Thank you, Holly. Where's Lister?
Rimmer suddenly notices that something is wrong. His right arm is a lot hairier than it was a moment ago.
Holly, where's my arm? This isn't my arm. Whose arm is this?
I'm sorry, Arnold. But he doesn't sound very sorry. Your physical data disk has become corrupted.
Don't give me excuses. Give me my arm back.
I'll have to refresh the graphics from the backup.
It's got tattoos. Candy. Denmark forever. Is this Peterson's arm, Holly? I've got the arm of a Danish moron.
If you'll just bear with me for a few minutes, Arn.
It's not good enough, Holly. It's traumatic enough being dead.
Looks in the mirror.
And whose ears are these, Holly? They're like two giant radar dishes stuck higgledy-piggledy to the side of my head. I mean, just look at them. Look at them. Whose were these ears, Holly? An African elephant's.
They're your ears, Arnold.
It must have been the way I slept. I haven't got time for this. Where's Lister?
That information is security protected.
What's he doing?
Walks out. The bridge. The cat is sitting at one of the consoles, eating. He finishes the meal and goes over to the food dispenser for another.
Hello. How can I help you?
Fish.
Today's fish is Draugala cream.
Produces a dish.
Enjoy your meal.
Fish.
Today's fish is Draugala cream.
Produces a dish.
Enjoy your meal.
Fish.
Today's fish is Draugala cream.
Produces a dish.
Enjoy your meal.
Fish.
Today's fish is Draugala cream.
Produces a dish.
Enjoy your meal.
Fish.
Today's fish is Draugala cream.
Produces a dish.
Enjoy your meal.
Fish.
Today's fish is Draugala cream.
Produces a dish.
Enjoy your meal.
He heads back to his seat with the six bowls.
I will.
Rimmer enters.
Lister. Where's Lister?
They're mine. The fish is mine.
I don't want your fish, you stupid cat. Where's Lister?
Grrrr.
Idiot. Holly, as senior rank aboard the ship, I order you to tell me where he is.
I've told you. I can't.
Holly, that's an order, you stupid ugly goat.
Ugly? I'll have you know I chose this face out of the billions available because it happened to be the face of the greatest and most prolific lover who ever lived. Sticks out his tongue at Rimmer.
Really? Well, he must have operated in the dark a lot.
You what?
And when are you going to give me my own arm back? I refuse to walk around all day with Peterson's arm. You know what he was like. God only knows where this arm's been.
The arm suddenly slaps him in the face.
What's he doing?
Beats me, Arnie. Seems to have a mind of its own. The arm sticks out two fingers and goes for Rimmer's eyes. He grabs it with his other hand and tries to stop it.
Tell him to stop it.
What is this? A cabaret? Entertainment while you eat?
No, 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 no.
Hey, can you place bets? My bet is on this arm.
The arm finally succeeds in chapping Rimmer in the eyes.
Ugh.
A bit late, he finally thinks of putting his hand over his eyes. The other arm continues trying to chap at them.
Holly, you're absolutely gorgeous and handsome and delicious. Please tell him to stop it.
All right. Just give me a couple of seconds. Peterson's arm gives up chapping at Rimmer's other hand, trying to reach his eyes.
Ah, look at that. I've outwitted him. He's given up. Look, he's given up.
The hand suddenly jabs Rimmer in the coolies.
Ooh.
He doubles up in pain, and the arm takes the opportunity to punch him in the head. There. Done it. Just in time.
Hey, that was good. You should have finished on a song, it would have been perfect.
Still doubled up on the floor.
I hate everything.
Quick outside shot, then a corridor. Rimmer walks along, rubbing his head and one or two other portions of his anatomy.
Ooh, where is Lister, the little worm?
The ship's cinema. The Scudders are watching a western. Rimmer enters.
Lister. Listy, listy, wisty, Lister. I know you're here, Lister. You're always here Sunday afternoons.
Notices the Scudders.
What are you two doing here? Scudders don't have time off.
They hold up a brush and shovel.
You really must think I'm stupid. I'll deal with you two later.
He leaves. One of the Scudders gives him the two-fingered salute. He runs back in, but they both manage to look innocent. The teaching room. Lister is watching a training video, making notes, and drinking beer. Rimmer enters.
You're serious about this, Lister, aren't you?
Go away. I'm busy. Off.
The video stops.
You seriously believe that a piece of fungus like you has got the stuff to become an officer? You've got the brains of diarrhea and the breathing of a maggot. I mean, what are you writing on, Lister? The inside of a chocolate wrapper. I mean, come on, where's your loose leaf files? Where's your pencil? Where's your protractor and your hole reinforcers?
Rimmer, I'm going to pass this exam by knowing things.
Okay, what's a porous circuit?
Don't know.
How do you calculate acceleration?
Don't know.
Oh, this is sad. What's Boyle's fourth law?
Don't eat greasy food.
These are basic engineering precepts, Lister. How do you expect to pass the engineering exam?
I don't. I expect to pass the chef's exam.
Chef? You want to become a chef?
Not really. I just want to become your superior.
But a chef? A white-headed pons? That's not a real officer.
It outranks you, snake for brains.
And Lister, what's this? Learning drugs? They're illegal, maybe. I'm afraid you're in very serious, grave, deep trouble, Lister. Where did you get them? I want names, I want places, I want dates.
Arnold Rimmer, his locker, this morning.
Why am I worried? You'll never stick at it. You'll never pass.
Say, you'll never pass, Mr. Lister, sir. Practice, Rimmer, makes perfect.
Rimmer looks daggers at him, then walks out. There, Captain. Rimmer is pacing up and down while one of the scouters holds a textbook and the other writes things down in an exercise book at Rimmer's command. The cat is lying on one of the bunks.
Question 4. Underline that. What does the red spectrum tell us about quasars?
Ooh, I'm going to die, I've been fished to death.
My answer. In answering the question, what does the red spectrum tell us about quasars? Right, Baker. There are various words that need to be defined. What is a spectrum? What is a red one? Why is it red? And why is it so frequently linked with quasars? What the hell is a quasar? Just put a neat cross through it and we'll do the next one, okay?
We hear Lister singing if that's the right word for it, as he approaches.
And I think that confidently and concisely answers the question, what does the red spectrum tell us about quasars?
Lister enters, bearing an impressively iced cake.
Da-da!
Lister, did you make that?
Yeah. It's not that good, it was supposed to be roast beef. Do you want some, cat? It's got some real cream and fudge in it.
Gah! I think I'm going to have to go and do something secret.
Jumps down from the bunk and immediately regrets it.
Ah! Look out! Food is cake!
Staggers out the door and down the corridor.
Well, Lister, you're doing alright, yeah?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Listen, Lister, all this tension between us is stupid. There's just no need for it. I mean, you're tense, and I'm tense, and there's just absolutely no need for it.
Lister is chowing down with his cake and a can of beer.
I'm not tense.
Of course you're tense, you rectum-faced pygmy.
Recovers his composure.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I mean, there's no need for you to be slogging your guts out.
I'm enjoying it.
Shut up. Doing an exam, and doing so well. There's absolutely no need for it, Lister. You can have the cigarettes, they're in pipeline 22.
Lister holds up a packet.
I know.
Good. The cat betrayed me. I don't mind. I'm delighted. What I'm saying, Lister, is there's no need for us to be at loggerheads. We're mates. We're pals.
Since when?
Oh, come on, Lister. Laugh, 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 chuckle, guffaw, giggle. That's Rimsy and Listy.
When?
Millions of times.
When?
Ah. Ah, how about the time your safety harness snapped and you fell into the cargo bay? We left then, didn't we?
I broke my spine in 3 places.
Yes, but it was hilarious. We left like drains.
You left. I spent 6 weeks in traction.
Yes, that's right, that's right. And you spent the rest of the summer walking around like a croquet hoop. Oh, I laughed so hard I nearly puked, I really did.
What are you saying to me, Rimmer?
I'm just saying, Lister, that with times as good as those, there's no point in letting something small and silly like this come between a friendship that we've nurtured like a small flower, petal by petal, and watched blossom and bloom into something rare and special.
Okay, give me Kaczynski.
Smack off, dishwasher breath. You won't turn me back on.
What, Rimsy Wimsy Wimsy, me bestest ever pal.
Alright, Lister, I order you not to take those exams.
Black card, Rimmer.
Holds up a real black card.
You are blackcarding me.
That's only the beginning, Rimmer.
When I pass the exams and become an officer, you'll be on latrines. You'll have the 3 o'clock watch every morning. I know you'll obey me, because you, I mean you, respect all that officers make.
If you mean I respect my superiors no matter who they are, and I obey orders blindly and unquestioningly, yes, yes I do.
That's exactly what I mean. Anyway, got to get some sleep, hard day's revision on tomorrow.
You always become the thing you hate the most. Look at you, Lister. Obnoxious, ruthless, single-minded, insensitive. You're more like me than I am.
Rimmer, you've forgotten the color code. This is a black card situation, end of conversation.
Sticks his finger in the cake icing and paints an H on his own forehead, like Rimmer's. Note, Rimmer has an H on his forehead to show he's a hologram.
You never learn, do you?
Upside shot of the ship, then cut to the bridge. Rimmer is pacing up and down, while Lister relaxes in a chair, reading a zero-G football magazine and eating a bun.
Chef Part 1 examination. Please proceed to the teaching room.
You're not ready for it, you know. Look at you. You should be doing last second revision.
I am. I'm revising buns.
I mean, it's obscene. Missing the entire first minute of the exam.
He eventually finishes the bun, puts down the magazine, and goes to leave.
Okay, here we go.
Rimmer stands in the doorway.
No. You can't do this to me, Lister.
Give me Kaczynski.
No.
Lister walks straight through him.
That was a lousy thing to do to a hologram. Have you no respect for the dead?
The teaching room, the chef's exam is in progress. Lister is preparing something. The microwave pings, and he turns around to lift a dish out. Behind him, Kaczynski, or rather a hologram of Kaczynski, walks into the room. Lister turns around, sees her, and freezes with a look of idiotic amazement on his face.
Hello, David.
Lister just stands there staring at her. Eventually, he realizes he's still holding a very hot dish.
Ah!
Drops the dish and clutches at his hands.
I'm just doing this arm, I'm taking this arm, this is a surprise.
Dave, why didn't you just tell me how you felt about me when I was still alive?
Cause I'm a dope, and I'm a bum, and I'm stupid, and I'm an idiot, and I'm hopeless, and I'm useless.
I'm sorry, but I just don't like you.
Oh, hey. I'm really embarrassed now. I don't know what to say.
I suppose it's sort of pointless you doing the exam now.
Well, yeah. It's sort of pointless me breathing in and out, if you want to know the truth.
I could never love anyone like you, so you might as well pack up your pots and pans and off you go. I need a man who's going places. Up, up, up the ziggurat, lickety-split.
Lister is suddenly suspicious.
So, it didn't mean anything to you, then?
What didn't?
You know, when we made love on the snooker table behind the pins.
You never told me that.
I thought you might have noticed.
Oh yes. Yes, I remember now.
We've never made love. Go away, Rimmer.
Look, look, I'm a bit out of sorts at the moment. I'm having a woman's period.
A woman's period? Women don't speak like that. Give me a break. I don't know how you've done it, Rimmer, but that is not Kaczynski.
It's Kaczynski's body. It's Kaczynski's voice. I mean, what's the difference? Come on.
The difference is that you're in there. Ugh.
Shudders in horror.
Well, you can't blame me for trying.
Leave.
Looking down the front of his shirt.
I've seen something you haven't, Squire. Okay, Holly, swap discs.
Kaczynski transforms into Rimmer, mostly.
Holly, this is not my breast. I want my own nipple back, thank you.
Leave, Rimmer.
Fondling his new breast.
There's no rush, Holly.
He walks out. The corridor outside the teaching room. Rimmer walks past, with a peculiar wiggle in his posterior.
Holly, are you sure these are my hips?
Lister comes out of the teaching room and walks up to a service terminal.
Lister 169-12-14-6.
The terminal produces an envelope, which Lister picks up. Rimmer is watching eagerly.
How did you do?
Lister opens the envelope and reads the message inside. There's no indication from his expression of whether it contains good news or bad.
How did you do?
Lister walks off. Rimmer calls after him.
How did you do, Lister?
How did I do, Mr. Lister, sir?
Jumps in the air. The end.